I'm going to be talking largely about growing your plants from seed. And so once you've got your seeds, the first thing you want to do is figure out what time of the year do you plant them. And pepper plants are started indoors from seed. And I don't know what the right term is anymore. I am either an inactive or retired Wisconsin Master Gardener. And one of the best things I got from the extension program was this little 2-page sheet on seed starting in Wisconsin. And so this is the spring sheet. There's a sheet in the fall for succession planting. You can see at the top, one of the first things you start are pepper plants. And I believe it says late March to early April. And so there's a little bit of a window based on when your last frost date is. We used to live in southeastern Wisconsin. We live in southwestern Wisconsin, which is as far south as you can get without being in Illinois. And so we feel like we're in the area where frost is going to be done soonest. But despite that, we plant our plants on Memorial Day weekend. We've been burned too many times by frost the second week in May, third week in May. So we just hold off on putting in basil and tomatoes and peppers until Memorial Day weekend. And usually those plants will go all the way into October. So you're really not going to miss out on anything unless you're trying to grow plants to sell at the market and you want to try to get into the market with produce as quickly as possible. And so we always shoot for getting our plants in the ground on Memorial Day weekend. And so through that logic, you could then plant your seeds in early April. We actually end up planting ours indoors around the third week in March. And that gives us a little bit more flexibility. Like it ends up being a nicer spring. We then just put them out and we let them harden off longer and they just get more sunlight and they'll get stronger before we end up putting them in the ground on Memorial Day. And so we end up starting them really more in late March than in early April. And so to get your seeds going, once you've got your seed and you've got your date, you want to gather your supplies. And there's a whole list of things up here. I'm not going to run through it, but I'll just point out a couple things. One is pots. We use 72-count cell packs that'll fit in what's called, a 10-20 tray. And I know I mentioned sustainability earlier, and you probably have seen articles about starting seeds in eggshells and in toilet paper rolls and making your own pots from paper. But I feel like we have like one shot to get these seeds going and get into the garden. And so I want to take every opportunity to make sure that my seeds germinate and start to grow. And so we just use cell packs. And the sustainable part for us is reusing them every year. So I collect them after we get everything in the ground. I spend a half day washing them all out, and then we dry them, and they go in our garden shed. I will say that I did go to a demonstration yesterday on soil blocking, and I was really intrigued by that. And so I think I'm going to try some soil blocking, maybe starting with brassicas, but that's an option as well.